First light and reionization epoch simulations, flares, 7, the star formation and metal enrichment histories of galaxies in the early universe, by Stephen M. Wilkins et al. The star formation and metal enrichment histories of galaxies, at any epoch, constitute one of the key properties of galaxies, and their measurement is a core aim of observational extragalactic astronomy. The lack of deep rest frame optical coverage at high redshift has made robust constraints elusive, but this is now changing thanks to the James Webb Space Telescope, JWST. In preparation for the constraints provided by JWST, we explored the star formation and metal enrichment histories of galaxies at Z equals 5 to 13 using the first light and reionization epoch simulations, flares, suite. Built on the Eagle model, the unique strategy of flares allows us to simulate a wide range of stellar masses and luminosities and environments. While we predict significant redshift evolution of average ages and specific star formation rates, our core result is a mostly flat relationship of age and specific star formation rate with stellar mass. We also find that galaxies in this epoch predominantly have strongly rising star formation histories, albeit with the magnitude dropping with redshift and stellar mass. In terms of chemical enrichment, we predict a strong stellar mass-metallicity relation present at Z equals 10 and beyond alongside significant alpha enhancement. Finally, we find no environmental dependence of the relationship between age, specific star formation rate, or metallicity with stellar mass. This was First Light and Reionization Epoch Simulations, Flares, 7, The Star Formation and Metal Enrichment Histories of Galaxies in the Early Universe, by Stephen M. Wilkins et al.